Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment, and this week, I'm going to talk about fixing stuff. My father believed he could fix anything. He had been raised on a cattle ranch in San Jose by parents who were Portuguese immigrants from the Azores, and his childhood and teenage years were ones of helping his father fix everything on the ranch. So it makes sense that my dad would try to raise me the same way. I can't tell you how many weekends I spent working on my car's carburetor. I don't like carburetors. My dad would seek out old manuals to repair everything. More times than not, he'd find himself at the public library checking out old Chilton automobile manuals or reading some ancient text on how to fix a washer or dryer. Thank goodness I don't have to run to a library every time I have to fix something. I'm what's called a Google certified repair person. This means I've spent the prerequisite number of hours watching YouTube videos on how to fix stuff. Now, whether I'm successful, that's an entirely different story. One thing's for sure, though, if it involves gas lines, I'm not a fan. There's just something about gas that I'm a bit wary of. I'm not real excited about being a human marshmallow or blowing up my house. There's a strategy to being a Google certified repair person with a minor in YouTube videos. My best advice? Don't watch just one video to repair something. Watch several and look for consistency on how to do the repair. It never fails if you watch just one video, you end up watching the wrong one. You might end up watching Mark's video. You know Mark, he came up with a completely new way to repair a toilet. He did it though after drinking an entire bottle of tequila and enjoying some fine crystal meth. So the results? Well, you be the judge. Many repair jobs encourage you to buy a new tool. There's a bit of advertising snuck into those videos. I was trying to take a drain out of a tub last week, and there was no obvious way to get the darn thing out. So I watched my videos to become Google certified in removing a bathtub drain. Thankfully, it was a pretty standard process, as long as you had the new tool everybody recommended. It wasn't until the last video I watched, the gentleman recommended just use your pliers and a screwdriver for leverage, and that sucker will pop right on out. And it sure did. Now, not every repair job goes as planned. On this same repair job, I got a drain snake stuck in my bathtub drain. Now, just how in the heck was I going to take a shower with a drain snake wrapped around my legs? I tried to pull it out of the drain for 10 to 15 minutes, but no luck. It wasn't until I quit pretending to be the Hulk and jiggled the line lightly like I was teasing a fly on a fly rod, and bingo, it came right on out. I think it was my dad's spirit. He just reached out and gave me a hand. Thanks, Dad. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I'm Google certified in basic household repairs. And my wife, she thinks I'm pretty nifty. But I'm not so sure you want me working on your house.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.